You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yerkim of Avram. Sarai ishtecha l'sikra eshmo Sarai. Don't call her Sarai anymore. Ki Sarah Shema. Her name is Sarah. So what's going to happen? V'rachti ha'isa v'gam nasati men l'cha. Ben, and have a child. V'chti ha'isa v'goyim ha'chei omi mena to you. Right, so I have all kinds of wonderful brachas once she changed her name from Sarai to Sarah. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tazayna v'beis. Again, I apologize, he wasn't well to print this. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Dalad Dvarim Mekarin Gzar Dina Shaladim. Four things occur. A person has a Gzar Din on him, Rechmal Tzlan, and there are four things that could tear it. Elohim, what are they? Tzdaka, Tzaka, Shinui Hashem, Vishinui Maisa. Those are the four things. Now, sounds familiar, right? Tshuva, right? That's, I guess, Shinui Maisa. Tfilas tzaka, tshuva tefila tzaka, and tzaka, it says tzaka. We end the Gemara, it says Shina Shem. Let's first see the Gemara. Gemara brings right to each one. So Gemara says, Shina Hashem, how do I know Shina Hashem? Diksiv Sarai Ishtacha, Loisikra Eshma Sarai, Ki Sarashma. Viksiv, and it says right after, Vachti Yosi, Begam Nasatim, Memen Locha Ben. So you see, that as soon as you change your name, you're going to have a bracha. So such a reality called Shinei Hashem. So of course, the first thing for us, how come we don't say it in the davening? How come in davening? Thank you.
You're going to change your name every year?
What?
You're going to change your name every year.
Okay. But okay, let's see. So the Marshal asks it. Believe it or not. The Elu HaGimel, based on these three, Yasdan HaPayet, Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah. Mavirinus Roya Gzera. Avashina Hashem, later on the Gemara brings the Yeshayim and Shina Makum, Lazachana Pait, Shem Gam Mavirin Gzera. Ula Pumrit, El Chayyid should say, Ikalamayma Bezed, Lazach Pait, Leil Gimu, Roya Gzera, Shibola Kapara Lagzera, Shibabishul Chait. A person did a Chait. So you have to be Machapra. Right? So when you do these things, it's Machapra Chait. Mashainkin Shina Hashem, or Shina Makum, Kotomamau, Lobola Shans Gzera, Shibola Chait. Right? Don't Shina Hashem is Sarah Yalev. Vishina Makum from Avram that he went to that soul. Lamishum Chait Sivil Shah Hashem Sarah Bamakum Davram. There came Kosar Baal Asar Mamaris, which is interesting. I never saw him, could be I'm wrong, but quote to Asar Mamaris, the Ramah Mafana. Ramah Mafana was an Italian Makubal, Rav Ki Vega brings him a lot of times. He's the one that the Beis Yosef sent the Beis Yosef to be printed. The Beis Yosef was living in Tzfas. There was no printing press in Tzfas. He sent it to the Ramah Mefanoi. And the Chassam Sefer, there's a tshuva in the Chassam Sefer where somebody wrote him, brought it from Gedolim, that if you shave, it's a question of La Silvash, that you're going like a woman. So he says that the Yasha Mekandiyah, who wrote a Sefer on history, he writes that the Ramah Mefanoi didn't have a beard, Kaminig Italia, that Italy, the Chachamim there did not have beards. That's what the Chassam Sefer writes. He says, I can't believe there's such a that. He quotes Gedolim that said such a thing, and he says it can't be. Later on, in the 1900s, early 1900s, Meir Dan somehow found a woodcut of a picture of the Ramah Mefanoi with a beard, and it's not a sphere of beard, unless with Kabbalah you can make your beard grow very big, but he tied it, it's his picture, and there's a whole din if he had a beard now. But he was a big Kaddish. He says, right, so that's what he brings. Aval smag, so he brings a smag, interesting, we have these new ones, there. He says, okay, they say where the Meir Mokum is. Shatam shina shem, klema shani acha, ve'eni oisa isha osa oisa maisa. We'll see in a second. He said, "Visa sharpen nami baal chait." They also go chait. Chait nira. They ain't svar deshina Hashem ba'alma beloit tziva Hashem isbrachi vatal gzera. Right? He says, "Okay, nira lekayim lemeh." Shenaisin laadam shem acher k'mo besara yachshav af shebesara nishnay mazai deshina shma lefi shalai yoshem shum ma'akiv kiloi la bashum chait. Avani, but me shechatasi. My yoel be shinashmi. What is it going to help? Right, shinashmi. Barah, barah, shmi, the mazel, the new mazel. that the chait's going to ma'akev. What kind of, I have a chait. I may be a new person, but I still have the chait. Vaydei ken yosem alibo loshu b'tshuva shlema. That shina shem is for tshuva shlema. V'shu writes alasas ishach tzachani l'sak ma'asachayim tefarsha inin b'shina makam. That's what the mashah comes out at the end. So as he says, it could be part of the thing. But like maybe like a real said, we usually don't do it. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet Taka brings it. Medarkei Tshuva liyos hashav tzoyek tamid lifnei Hashem bebechi tachnunim. That's tzaka tefila. Oisa tzedaka kafi koichoi. Umisrache karbe min adava shechata bas. Right, that's the tshuva. Umeshane shmoi kloima. Shani acha ve'eni oisa isha asa oisa namais. Mashmash, stam. From him and Tzmashit, stam, it's a shin. I'm not the same person. Somehow it helps. Tzmashit's medarkei tshuva. In Ritva, on that Gemara, Shino Yashem, Shemeshana Shmoi, She'eno Ish Balaveris, Kidei Shelo Yizkuru L'ra. I guess he doesn't have such a good reputation. All right? Right, Ubar Mahachi, the bottle of Nafik Metzagnis, he goes out of his Tzagninus, out of his Mazalus. Keder Shama Bavram, it's Mashariki. You know, there's a certain Mazal, he goes out, he's a different person, that's what Ritva says. Interesting, the Abud Svasemis and Shas there, on the Gemara, Ayin Mashkosam Arshol, the far as Divra Python, Chuba, Tfil, it's stuck, Mavin, Velo Choshishin Hashem. Venir Lefian is like the Nira, the Hani Tlasa, Behemis Mavin, Rayak Zayra. Avashin Hashem, Malcolm, Urakla Inin Mad Gzar Din Kosher Lavir. It's very hard to take off the Gzar Din. Kaminin Achelon Nichtam Gzar Din Mahani Tfila Vetzaka Utfei. He says Tzaka is more than Tfila. So he says Shin Hashem, Malcolm Yeitz Eitz Akinish Bezeh Hashem Loi Nigzer. The Bnei Shem wasn't going. He wasn't going on barrel. He was going on Shmerel. V'chein Bezeh Malcolm V'nimtzab De'ein Bezeh Kishay De Gzar Din. Doesn't have the hardness, the intensity of a Gzar Din. And therefore, Yoyelot Tfila Tzilma Einish Shulon Nigzar Dayan. Av Hashem Eino Isiklum. Mashenkin, these three, they themselves are what's Mavir Reach Agzeira L'Toiva.
Mitzrayim.
What?
Was it the Shvach? Mitzrayim Shaloshinu Ishubam?
Yeah, that's it. They had no reason to. Yeah, that's a Yiddish name. Yeah, but that's a thing different. Okay? He said that's why Shina Hashem, the Mashab, springs from the Sarma Maris. I guess it's Yisrael. Unless he means B'Shem Yesh Mefarsh. I mean, the Sarma Maris. The Shina Shem lo mahani levat mashenigz v'avuchay. The female zayin uvada oinish u'olav. The koyach of the gzar din. He's telling us the intensity of gzar din could be changed. Okay, that's the thing. Now, just derech agav, mamash parenthetically. You ever noticed when you're davin, tshuva tefillah tzedakah, it says on top. What? I see everyone knows it well. So, right, so what is that? It's not, what is
Tzimtzum.
Tzimtzum, why?
So, it says Mulal Cholar, it's Kavodah, the Rabbana Shalom shrunk himself, so we have to shrink our...
So there's all kinds of reasons why, but in Khmelnytsky's riots, 1648-49, Khmelnytsky went around with the Cossacks killing 100,000 Jews. So for Shtetzich in those days, there was the Klai Yisrael was in tremendous angst, Xeris Rahman Aslan, should be saved from them. And there were a lot of people coming up with all kinds of Ramazim that the Mashiach Tzidkenu is coming. So one of them was Bezois Yovo Aaron. Bezois is Begimacha Tach. Those are Xeris Tach Tat, as they know. So Bezois, in the year Zois, that was the Shmur that was going around from one of the big Mukha, I think. Astropola was said it that that's why it's going to be the Mashiach, and after he came
Shabtai after,
he,
right after that.
What Shabtai Tzvi came after that. and then it, he didn't come, so Eilam was very so one of the Gedolim, I don't remember who saw this, so he said that he says Me'esh Hashem Ha'isa Zeis, it should have been Zeis, he neflos be'einenu, we should have seen plots. The missing was the Zeh Yom. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Levi met the Mashiach and said, "Emasai Kaasi, right? When are you going to come?" He says, "Hayom in Bekoili Tishmu." The Yom is there, but not Bekoili Tishmu. The coil is missing. You didn't listen to my coil. So Magidim used to say like this: if you take Mammon, right, Tsoim, and Karl. Each one is Begematria, Kuf Lamed Vav, 136. Three times 136 is 408. Zeus. So they said like this. So each one is Karl, right? So you have Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah. So he says, yeah, Tshuva, Tefillah. What were they missing? One of the Karls was missing. So the Zmagid said, it says, Hakol Kol Yankiv, Tshuva they did. Tzedakah, Tefillah they did. Hayadayim, to give Tzedakah, Yedei Esav. That they couldn't bring themselves to the Tzedakah. That's what's missing. Hayadayim, Yedei Esav. I don't know if the Maggid was trying to collect money, but that's what he, that's the part they say. Okay, so now, so that's Shinu Hashem. Now, Rachman Tzlan, we should never know of it. People you've heard, and it's a shtick of problematic, this halacha, that there's such a thing. In Hilchas Bika Choylim, in Shin Lamed Hei, Sif Yud, the Rama says, Yesh Oimim, Shemishi Yesh Lo Choyle Bebeisa, Yelech Etzel Chochem Shebeir, Sheyivakesh Olav Rachman. That's a Mishayim. V'chein Nogu Levorcha Choylim Bebeis Knesses, Likra Lahem Shem Chodesh. Rama says, right, we've heard many times, a person with Rachman so sick, what do they do? What?
Change.
Which one?
Add.
Likra lahem shem chadash. Kishina Hashem korei gzardino. That's a Rama. This is a Rama. The Maisa, the Beis Yosef. You bought a Beis Yosef? Yeah. The Beis Yosef, that's what the Rama says. Huh? Shin lamed dalet, shin lamed hey, yud. The Goyin. Yud says beperek kamei hashana. It's a gemara based on the gemara shoshana. What's the seder? So the seder, and it says in Rabbeinu Yeruchim what they do, how they do it, and so forth. The Beis Yosef in Hilchas Gittin, interestingly, in Hilchas Gittin says like mishen eshtanish moy machmas choyli. Like it's a given. Kosov a Mordechai in Gittin. Right? They always call him, let's say his name is Moshe, and they gave him the name Yaakov. You write it first. Or it's his name was Moshe, and they changed it to Yaakov, right? Oh, so you write the first one. And it brings me shame to that. V'achakach demiskare ployni shem rishon. Or his name was Moshe, they changed it to Yaakov. So you write in the get. What do you mean you write in the get? In other words, he's giving his wife his get. That's Hilchas Gittin over here. So you write Yaakov, like we know by get, you're very makbet to write everything. Not by ksuba, but a get. Right? If a guy's name is, just throwing out the name, Yehuda the Mikar Leo. So they write the Miskari Leo. People call him Leo. People call him, Jack. His name's Yaakov, the Miskari Jack. Okay? V'achach, the Miskari Ployni, Shem Rishon. And he brings Rishonim. V'kosa sh'tzach lichto Ployni, Miskari Ployni, v'kari tagar, he wrote, he had tainas on Getsh, kosta bo sh'nei Shemus, b'lo Miskari Beinayim. In other words, you see from them that they didn't do the Shina Shem like we do nowadays. Nowadays, what they do is they add a name. They used to change the name. Shina Shem means they gave him a totally different shame. Does this really have what to do with the everybody knows from the Chazon Ish and Bodel Chaim Tovim, Shmuel Kamenetsky's from Ibyankov is very makbid that not to give two names from two different people. The Velt of Avnezer writes it Zichah, he has rise to it. The Velt is not knowing that way. I always used to say that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, right? What's his real name? Shmariah Yosef Chaim. That's his real name. Siach. Shmariah Yosef Chaim. So who's he named after? He's named after Chazon Ish's father, which is his grandfather, right? His mother's father, Shmariah Yosef. And after the disciple's father, whose name is Chaim, Reb Chaim Peretz. His name is Chaim. So you see that the disciple himself gave two names from two. So I was used to, when fellas used to ask me, that's a Chazon Ish. I said, first of all, the Olam is not Neu Chazon Ish. Secondly, you see the Stipe himself. I don't know if it's so posh at the Shmuel. A few years ago, and they had the 20th yahrzeit of the stipler. So my son was living in Israel. He sent me a newspaper clipping talking about stipler. So it says the first child he had was Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the stipler. By the Brits, he gave him that name. So the Chazanish called him over and says, "You know what I hold of two names. You know I'm against that." He gave him. So the stipler told me, "What could I do? I'm never going to have any other sons." That's what it said over there. Where the story comes from, but that's what it said. I had Arnie, he had a few daughters. That's what it said in the story. Now, Koponim, it could be that, but Dominic, it's clear in the Rishonim that they used to change the name. So in other words, where they went, they had a fellow named Moshe, and they changed the name to Yaakov, but everybody is calling him Meishele. Meishele, that's very hard to call him a different name. We had a boy in Yeshiva once, also, by mistake, he gave a name to one of his children. Had to do with his name. Some rabbi told him that he has to give himself a different name. It's a good thing, like, you know, I mean, nobody calls him that name. Give him a different name, and everybody still calls him Adiyim that name. It's totally forgotten. But what they used to do over there, so people are still calling him. So his name is Moshe, and now people call, and now they changed to Yaakov. So you write Yaakov, the Miscariah, that people call him Yaakov, whatever. So he says, Amnam in Bo Lichson Beget, if let's say he's an aid in a get, then he signs both names. Yankov Moshe, it's called Yankov, it's called Moshe. So he says, because of Oid Sham, Kemedumali Shanaguba Ostreich, Afil Bexiva Shem Ish Beget, he calls him Yankov Moshe. Velo de Miskar Klal. The Efshad, the Mishum, the Minig Bemdina, who Shoilan Kachlikastar, maybe they called him up the third, Yankov Moshe. Because who can that they did it? He says, but Pashtis, if not, he says that Ish Echad, he brings the tshuva of Ashkenazis. Ish Echad Eshmo Yehuda. V'nishtana Eshmo V'karum Moshe. V'sholach get le'ishte. V'kos of Moshe Yehuda. V'chziru G'dom. The G'dom says it's not good. He should write another get. Moshe, that's his new name. Dimiskari Yehuda. That's what he comes out. But you see, Claire, in those days, they changed the name completely. That's one thing. That's what we see. Now, so on that, I need a Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, I'm sorry. So we see that the such a reality. We see the Ramah quotes it la'alacha. The Ramah says that there's such a reality when you go ahead and you change your name, Rahman Slan, for a chayla. The Mechaber in Hilchas Gittin, Misha Mishtana Shmoy Machmas Chayla. His name was changed. Alpha Pisha Karin Oisa Tamid B'Shem Rishon. Again, Yankov. His name was Moshe. They changed it to Yankov. Mekom Mokom Shem Ashinoy Ika. The name they changed. Afil Hu Laz. Vashem Rishon, even if they gave him some kind of Yiddish name or some kind of, you know, in those days used to give whatever, they call him Isaac, or was Isaac, right? And before his name was a different name. Vashem Rishon, Ivri, Koisun Isa Koidam, Vaachak Miskar Plain Plain. That's what you write, right? Vedavka Kshoin Zalapomim, Vashem Shani. That's only if you, sometimes people still call him that. Aval Im Ein Koin Isa Vashem. They gave him the name Yankiv. They made a thing, it's old. That's all Maisa. The Rav does it. We'll see later on. Avim ain't karnoisa b'shem sheni klal ain't a koisa b'loish el Hashem Yishem Bavad, because nobody calls him that name. So it's not his really his name. Zok the chalkas mochayk on that halacha. He quotes a Chuvas Mabit. Chuvas Mabit says, "I just find it." Rashiyafa. Yeah, they had a person who was sick. Here it is. The guy made a Mechuvas Maram Matrani, the Mabit, that the question is like this. The question is like this. The person, what they used to do is that the woman that had no, a man that had no children, so right before his death, they used to make a get, so his wife shouldn't have to go through Chalitza. It was difficult in those days. Who knew if they can get in touch with the brother? V'chula v'chula, right? There are all kinds of problems with that. So so the problem was, when you write the get, what name you give him. So the Mabit says, Hoyel v'achshav ayem hu nishtana b'shmoy. So he says, but still, why were they mishana shmoy? Because of his sickness. And because he died from the sickness, you see, it didn't help. Well, that.
The person was not 30 days better. You don't.
Where'd you get that?
I saw it in Halakha by.
Where?
Yisodei Smachos.
It could be he brings. Okay, fine. But where was it? So upon him, the Mabit says if the person Rachman al slide died, then he says his original name comes back. When you write the get, his name was Moshe, and now he's called Yankiv. He says you shouldn't give him. You shouldn't give a get that says on it Yankiv the Miskari Moshe, because since the Shina Shem, what?
He's dead.
No. He's writing the get. You see, he's dying. He's dying right now. When you're writing the get, the guy's dying from that sickness. And he's dead. He's dead. If only he doesn't give get, right? The nafkamina would be what you stop and what you write on the matzeva. Okay, whatever. That's what the Mabit says. So on that, there's a tshuva from the Satmar Rav's grandfather, the Yitav Lev. Everybody's heard the Yitav Lev. So he wrote a sefer, tshuva sefer, sees a Goyinish Yid. Called Avnei Tzedek. Avnei Tzedek. So on there, he writes like this. Isha sheneshtane shma b'cholya, umeisa achakach, kemoi hei ovav shavuos. Umamesh choshu ki netak cholya l'gam. They thought she got better. V'shuv, then she died. Okay, what's enough? I mean, you're right. It's not a get. In betfila Yizak, what are you going to say? Do you call her Sarah Rachaleya, Kefish and Ashtashma, or Rachaleya? Notice they added the name Sarah. Interesting. So he brings this Shaila, the Beis Shmuel says, Ish and Ashtashma, Meis Bechali, Velolo, Sefer Torah, Boisa Yaim, that's a person, they gave him a name, and how do you change your name? How do you get the name known? You give him an Aliyah. And instead of calling him Moshe, you call him up a Yankov, or Moshe Yankov, whatever, we'll see that, what that's about. But he got sick, and he didn't sign anywhere, any documents. He says, doesn't matter, that name doesn't count. Because it didn't become this chazik. Right? So he writes at the end over there, just literally, it says, Mistama Emeshanim Shem Rak Bim Royin, Shacholin is chazik, Vachoshin Shema, right? Vaz Meshana Shem, Im Kshen Shalom Mesa Oz. Man, she lived a few weeks. For a different reason, I had the same sickness. The doctor say it came off from this. That's because of some other season. Right. So there's a tshuva from the Chassam Sefer's Eimuk. I mean, this was interesting. Usually this form I don't really look at, but I started looking around. So he says like this. He has a shaila. The person writes him a rav in the Bronx. This I don't know what year this goes back to, but it's some rav in the Bronx. Must be in the early 1900s. A rav in the Bronx, and he writes like this. He says, "My mother's name is Yartza. That'd be a real Hungarian name. It's Yartza. Aval besayf yameh, she was sick, so they added a name. We went to Beis Knesset. We said Tillim. She got a new name." And they gave her name Chaya Yartza. And we got back from shul, she was dead. Yartza Neshama Sator. Be'esa Hespid. So when I made a Hespid, I kept saying Chaya Yartza, or his father. His father called her Yartza, my mother. His father kept saying his father's a Rav. And that's what he wrote on the Metzeva. And we wrote also a whole poem based on Ches Yud, and then Hey, and so forth and so forth. He says he kept the name like that. He says, I didn't know why my father did it. She died right away. But it's my father. I didn't want to ask him questions. So now I'm asking Kvaita Rasa. See, he quotes all these other things, and he basically says like this. He says, he quotes Svarim, so what Rabizi said before, 30 days. It's not something that's set in stone. I mean, not on the Mitzvah, I don't mean, no pun intended. But it's what it is. It is the safer. Levushe Mordechai. It was also probably Rav Tuvia Magid knew such a sefer. Levushe Mordechai was a big goyin in Hungary. Mud. There's a Rabbi Flegman. Should have a Fushlei Mataka. His father came from this city of Mud. Right. He had a vineyard there. He used to make wines there. So I think Rabbi's in the same business. He's in The one, food business. Yeah.
He has a vineyard there.
He has a vineyard there, right? That's what I heard. He once, I once got a bottle on Purim, and I'm looking at it, and it said the Phlegman. Yeah. So the Rav, he told me his grandfather is mentioned in some of the tshuvas here. So this tshuva from us, he says like this. He says, Mishaya Nikra Avram Tzvi, Umipnei Choyli Mesukenes Rachman Tzlan. They had a name Moshe. And he got a little better, right? But not completely. And he never got a Sefer Torah, right? So that's the question now, what to write. But say, whatever, what if it's Negei over there, right? He brings the Chassam Sefer and such as Ach. See, comes out basically like this. This is, I think, what they're all based on what he says. So this is really just to know what, just to ask at least Rahman Slan, nobody should know. So he says, he brings Sfarim that deal with these type of things. You know, Sfarim written about these type of things when a person goes to Elim Emes. So he says that if it's Oymet for 30 days, that's his name. He goes into, that's where, if, as long as the name was kept for 30 days, then you can assume the name did help and the person died for a different seed. But that's basically what they say. Now, the thing that's not so poshut is that many gedolim held that this Shinoi Shem is not so poshut. The Be'emayim Chaim, Chassidish, says it has to be a person that, I had such a zach, so a person told me that he has a relative, a chayla, and the local rabbi was a rabbi. No offense to any rabbi, but he was a guy that took a shteller in a out-of-town place, and he's going to give him a different name. And I wasn't so happy about it. When the guy told me, I said, you know, I don't want to, you know, say anything about the Rav or anything, but Mechet Taisi. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim writes that it's got to be Odom Godel Ad Moed Kemat Shekol Maisov Pi Ruach HaKodesh. That's what he writes. Says otherwise it's not, because you're dealing with neshamas and you can't just say that the person's giving him a new name, that's a that gives him a new neshama. Alright? So I found in the Sefer that he says that Rav Chaim Zonnefeld Amar Shibizmanenu. Oh, so by the way, they go into also, it seems that the minig, I just want to show you this, just to that people see that what used to be was, yeah. Kain hayaminig, it's a safe on names. Hayaminig, we call it kufis, Yisrael, Lishanus mamish as Shema Choyla. Velo yizach ot Shema Koydim. Right? So he says, and he brings why we did it that way. He says, but they changed, there shouldn't be any, you know, it's Masha that if you called Moshe, then they change Yankov. If you still call Moshe Yankov, you're still Moshe. Because that, besides the Chazanish and others, the Ramak, but most of the Vel took on that's not. You could call people always gave after this name, after that name. The Chedusha, the Imre Emes, when he had his first child, he wanted to name it after his great grandfather, the Chedusha Rim. But the Yoledis' grandfather's name was Yitzchak, so he gave him the name Meir. Later on, when the Zayda was Nifta, he gave his next son the name Yitzchak. So he put Yitzchak and Meir. In fact, when he had this son Meir, was killed in the war. So he was 15. MMS had him when he was 15. He gave birth to him when he was 15. And for Shtetz and Ger, they were always talking and learning, always fighting and learning. So he used to get into fights sometimes with Meir and learning with his son Ramaya. And they used to fight and argue. So they used to get really heated up. So Ramaya used to say to the MMS, he says, Tata, you're only 15 years older than me, you know, you're not much older than me. He says, I could fight with you. You're not much older than me. So he says over here, that was the midnig. So he says, and he's talking, brings Svarim, the Ian Yankov and Yankov, others. He brings one of these Svarim that, you know, brings a lot of things. But it seems, says later on, for some reason, he says later on, people started adding names. Masha Nog, he brings them out brisk. Lohisa Shem, Mukadesh, Shalak Shem, Risha, Nikol Shem, others. He says, because they were, it was more like a sentimental thing, or maybe Cheshivas, they were called, which, by the way, is also an important thing. This I also learned from experience. One day, somebody's making a bris over here, and I get Kriyas Hashem. So he says, what's a Kriyas Hashem? It's the first child. And he says, Levi Yitzchak. You know, he's Kedushas Levi. It sounds like it's a Kedushas Levi. So, because, you know, he hears some tapes of Kedushas Levi. He was very inspired by some Rav that talks about like, the Kedushas Levi. So I asked him after, who's he named? I said, Kedushas Levi, I love, I always, you know, see this. Yeah, okay, fine. So I said, your Zayda's alive? I said, no, your mother's, father's alive? No, your father's alive. I said, okay. Later on, his mother called me, boy, did she give me a chelik. So, how do you allow your, she was right. How do you allow? So I usually like to, you know, when I have a question, the Medrash says, Anu Karen Hashem Aveseinu. The Minigan Klal Yisrael is to call after parents, grandparents, you know, who you're named after. No, there's a reason not to. We usually give names after our voice. So whenever anybody asks me over here, that's what I tell them. I don't like the name. Some people can even come up, Rachel didn't have good mazel. She, Rachel Imenu's a good mazel. Don't worry, she died. Rachel Imenu's a ganz good the name. There's nothing wrong with the name. Rachel. It's a ganz good the name. Right? I heard from a tape from someone that it's good to have a test. But your grandfather was an Adam Gadol. You know, that name is, but doesn't have a test in it. Don't give no shtiyot. You know, you want to call somebody else, give a tape. But don't, you know. So he says, in order not to lose the name of Shem of Isai, that's what became a minute. He brings things. So he says over here that Chaim Zonnefeld held, listen to this. This is a Motcha Gross from Bnei Brak. I don't know if anybody knows who he is. It's an Adam Gadol Ad Moed. So he writes, Agoyin Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Omar, Shebizmanenu, I'm not telling you this all, you know, you should never know from this, Bizmanenu Ein Lohosef Shem, O Lashanas Shem Lechoyin Mesukin. Person shouldn't be done nowadays. Mishum Shebishvil Lohosef O Lashanas Hashem, Tzorach Liyos Boki, Beshroshe Hashemes Shebishamayim, U Bizmanenu Lobekim Bezeh. This is, and Kiduch Chassidim, I don't think ever come out to do it. I don't think by Chassidim, it's ever there's ever they do such a zak, but he says fakert. He says sometimes it could be mazik, chalila al tiftach pel satan. But a person should always if it's ever negeya, don't. It's not something you just walk into shul and make a mishaberich and a haphazardly. It's a very serious thing. But anyway, that's the in over here. So now, do you know what the Aruch HaShulchan is? Yeah. So the Ebenezer probably chelik beis in the Aruch HaShulchan. If you don't mind, I just don't want to see that. Okay, in Neid Behuda, interestingly. Neid Behuda.
Your name.
Yeah, well, why is it simple? Yeah, I'm saying that to change your name, it's still not, it's not simple. Oh, Chaim is a great, it's still Shayrish Nisham. It's not such a Pasha Rezach to do. As I'm saying, it's not a Pasha Rezach to do.
We didn't go into adding names from changing names.
Yeah, so he says over here, he doesn't really know. Thank you. I just want to read you the Aruch HaShulchan for a second. Yesh Harbe, when you talk about writing a get, Harbe Prata Dinah Misha Yesha Shnei Shemus. He says, first of all, if he was born that way, then Shem Echad, who else Shem Ze Yesh Lakinu, right? Like Aryeh Leib, Yitzhak Isaac, right? Which, by the way, the Stipler's son in law, Shlemke Berman, has a son, what? Has a son named Zalman. So even though Zalman is Solomon, Shlomo Zalman, still this type of held one name is not a name. It doesn't matter if it's a kinu for it. That's what he goes. He says Zevulf and so forth, right? Dov Ber and so forth. Yechiel Michel. Also, he says. Let me just point it. Yedua shibemei Chazal varishoinim. Lokaru la adam shnei shemus klal. People didn't have two names. Kashay nenu rois b'shas bavli yisham midrashim. The Aruch Shulchan say that. Who? Abishol. He says what? Shein lechatano mayra shelo shnei shemus. Zeshem atzinu Abishol. Eino el Hashem echad shol. Va'aba hu shem atoya. Kemo Rav Rebbe. He says Abba was a title. V'gam b'rishayim. Except Taisus and Ksubis quotes a rishon with two names. Vagam kinuyim lebeimem. He says they had no nickname. We call nicknames. They had no, that type of name. Vagam shinu shem shel choyli hayushinu shem mamish. He used to change him. Shechlifu shem ayoshen l'shem chadish. V'loy keminig etzleinu shemaisifin shem. V'ere betari inu gamkin shinu shemus. V'loy safka moisarai l'sara Avram l'Avram hayshel Yeshua. Yankiv chomel akadosh baruch hu. Yankiv ki yisrael lometzin v'chot nach. That you give him Yankov Yisrael, right? Even though the name became quite an accepted name. The Sulitz's name is Zangezunt. Yankov's name is Yankov Yisrael V'Yishurin. Yankov Yisrael, that's V'Yishurin, is also Yisrael's name. So that's the cloud. It's interesting. These are hard things. But I want to just say, like this, where they do change names a lot of times, which is known, the Chazayin used to tell people. I'm trying to remember the stories. It doesn't pop into my head. I think the Chassam Seif himself had an Edom that he wanted. His name was Moshe. So after when they said, he told, go quickly, change your name and add some name, so it should be a different name. So in Shidduchim, a lot of times do it. But again, if it's ever Negev Shidduch, why is it Negev Shidduch? Because it's Savas Reb Yudah Chassid. So that's what he said. He says, this Talmud of the Neiv Yudah asks him, B'dvar Shidduch HaMedubel HaGisaskar, your brother-in-law Shidduch has talked to him, in Ben Torah V'yachsin, but they changed his name, K'shem Aviyah Psula. It has the same name as the father. And you know that the Yudah Chassid said that you shouldn't marry someone that has a name as the girl's father, or the opposite, that the girl's mother, right? So he asks him this. So he says, "Da do it." He says, "Talmid Chavivi." He says, "Ain darki lahashu binyam keelu dvarim she'enem sharish b'talma paiskim." There's no source. Ach gadol avasech etziyanu chutz gedar. Da talmidi yedvarim alei chukukam alei v'chol zikar. Kol gadol. They can't say. It says you change anything. So he goes into all kinds of things. And Yudah Chassid says certain things that seems to be against Chazal. But even though he introduces that, but then later on he goes into he takes it very seriously. So he says like this. The Shiloh was like this. In other words, he says, he says, first of all, it could be the Tzavas Yubi Chassid was only written for his descendants, which I don't know, probably we all descended from him, the chances are we're descended from him, right? The people who write their big yichas from a few hundred years ago, that's not too hard. If you can follow it, okay, it's a nice thing. But probably all of us are related somehow or another to big people many years ago. So he says, but besides that, he says, I think the name that, let's say it again, the name was Moshe was a Shver, and the person's name was Moshe Yankov. They added on the name Moshe. So he says, interesting, Zach. I just want to say it over because it's very interesting. He says that even if you're Makbid, that from not to, shouldn't marry, Yankov Weinberg. So, Shmuel Yankov, Rav Rudiman's name was Yankov Rudiman, Yankov Yitzchak, right. So,
Moshe had two sons.
Two sons, one with Moshe Tendler. Shiskel is also Moshe. And they had one name?
No, Shiskel, I don't remember. Tendler is Moshe Dovid.
Moshe Dovid. So, he writes also over here that if it's a Ben, that's where a lot of cool, again, if there is, clearly no one should take on himself. He says if it's a Ben Torah, there's much more cooler. The fact that he learns Torah, that he's a Ben Torah, is making him too. So he says, "Marry Dikazach like this." Listen to this. He says, even if you're Makbid, that you shouldn't marry a girl that has the same father's name the same as yours. He says, but if they added a name, that's fine. He says, why? He says, because the Gemara says in Pesachim that you can't drink zugas. You can't drink two kaises, four kaises, six kaises. He says, right? It's a sakana. Because shall bracha letoyv mitzarf or lerayin mitzarf. Kain ani yahimer. It's only no Hebrew can say. Hashem azeh shenizbarach bo lebracha nitan lebracha. He says even though the name was given for bracha, so if it's given for bracha, there's no way it could be mazik you. It was given for bracha, and therefore, even if your shver's name is Moshe and you're Moshe Yankov, it's not gonna hurt. That's a tzusha. About the big mukum to argue on this, so give him a different name, or so it depends on if he did it before the shidduch, after the shidduch, all kinds of things. That's what he goes into. That's a name is godless. In the back, they bring many achrenim. We'll argue on it again. These are questions that rather someone has to ask someone who knows these things.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.